This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thursday morning. What's up, Richmond? Michael Phillips here, MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard. This is Bud Light Big Game Week. Day 4 from New Orleans. The home stretch is in sight. We'll wrap this up tomorrow. Tomorrow's program, I believe we will have Austin Eckler and Brian Robinson. Now, they're straddling the line between this show and AWOD show. So if they're running late, they become AWOD's guests. Either way, we're going to tag team that interview because we're both excited to talk to those guys. And I think one of the big questions hanging over the Commanders, do you run it back at that running back position? Do you say, hey, we got good production, they both know the system, Eckler was a great presence on third down, slipping out, B-Rob, physical back, had his days where he was on, had his days where he was off, or do you try to improve at that position, knowing you're a year late to that party? The Saquon party happened, the Derrick Henry party happened, the teams that were smart jumped on those deals. One of them's playing today. One of them was playing late into the postseason. Because of that, I don't think running backs are going to be undervalued in this draft cycle. So you got to move on. You got to move on to what's next. We'll get into our show, Loaded Show, today. Andrew Whitworth, you know him from the Thursday Night Football pregame show on Amazon. He's here in an hour and a half. We'll also check in with our old friend Matthew Paris. You remember him when he was the Commanders reporter for the Washington Times. Now is down here covering the Saints, who have a vested interest in this game. Kellen Moore is expected to be their next coach, named after the Super Bowl. Of course, was the Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator for a bit, too. You remember him from Boise State as well. So we'll check in on all of those issues league-wide. Grant and Danny tonight, 3-6, as they always are. Jaden Daniels joins Grant. If you're wondering who he is, you're probably just driving through the Richmond area and you're from Canada or something. I don't know. He's Jaden Daniels. He's the quarterback of the Washington Commanders. He joins Grant Paulson in drive time this afternoon. AWOD Radio's Loaded from noon to 3. He'll join me, of course, momentarily to recap all the shenanigans of New Orleans, the nightlife, everything else going on there. So we've got a loaded show for you. Excited to have you along. And I mean, I just think one of the cool things is, because you know I love having football guys on the show. That's a gender-neutral term, because we got football gals on this show, too. Football people. I love having them on, talking with them about football. It's just been so much better this year because everybody's watching the Commanders. Everybody's in on the Commanders. Everybody knows what Jaden Daniels is doing. Everybody knows what's going on out there with the Commanders in Ashburn and is more knowledgeable about it and more ready to talk about it. And so I think that's produced just a more exciting flow all the way around. And you hear a lot of these celebrity interviews, a lot of these big-name guys, the focus is coming back to Jaden Daniels. Malik Nabers was asked yesterday. He was walking around here. Malik Nabers, receiver, Giants, of course, his college teammate, said, which quarterback would you most want to catch passes from? He said, Jaden Daniels. He said, you never know, right? As these guys' contracts start expiring, they want to play in Washington. They want to play with Jaden Daniels, and that's going to make this a really fun offseason. So a lot to get to on that front. Of course, Jaden Daniels won an award last night, Community Impact Award, and then tonight we'll pick up Rookie of the Year at NFL Honors. I don't think I'm being presumptuous in saying that. Only question is, will he be unanimous or will somebody vote for Bo Nix? Presumably, name your guy, but I think Bo Nix is probably the other one who is a potential vote receiver here. I think somebody will vote for Bo Nix. There actually are not a lot of good, there are not a lot of unanimous winners over the course of this award, over the course of any of the awards. MVP is not going to be unanimous tonight either. Y'all know I'm a Saquon guy. I'm not going to be surprised when Josh Allen wins. I think he will win. I think Saquon should win. And I think Lamar had a great season, too. I think anytime you have a three-way race like that, you can say there's no right or wrong answer here between the three. I can make a really compelling argument for any of the three. We don't have a generational year, a genre-defying year. I think Saquon's as close as it came. If he had the rushing record, is it different? I don't know, because people are going to yell, well, you know, they had 17 games, and, you know, it's one more game. You know, Eric Dickerson didn't have that many games. Emmitt Smith didn't have that many games. So the naysayers are always going to find a reason to naysay, but Saquon Barkley's playing in the Super Bowl. After this show's over, I'm buzzing over to the Eagles team hotel at a secret, undisclosed location. They put us on a bus. They take us over there. We're not supposed to say where it is. Over to the Eagles Hotel to check in with our guy. We've got a Richmonder in the Super Bowl. Highland Springs offensive lineman, Mekhi Becton, started his career with the Jets and now has really resurrected his career this year in Philadelphia, which has been cool to watch. I think there's going to be a lot of buzz for his services this offseason. Represents Richmond well, and the folks down there in the East End will tell you he comes back a lot and does cool stuff in the community. George says Brock Bowers deserves a Rookie of the Year vote. I get that. And one of the things that was cool was talking to the draft people here. They say this is going to be an excellent year for tight ends in the draft. And I would love an impact tight end. I think you look at the best teams, impact tight end is something they have. So I would certainly love to see the Commanders pick up an impact tight end. If Brock Bowers gets a vote, great. If Bo Nix gets a vote, I'll be mad because he didn't do as well as Jaden, full stop, period. I think people are grading on the old curve there. It's like coach of the year is always most improved coach of the year, right? Ryan Odom can't win coach of the year this year under the traditional criteria because he was picked to do well and he's going to do well. Andy Reid can't win coach of the year because they said, oh, Andy Reid's going to win the Super Bowl, then he does. Oh, well, that met expectations. Not his fault the expectations got set that high. The Chiefs aren't here without Andy Reid. That full stop right there. We'll get into previewing the game and all that tomorrow. We'll get into the night on the town in New Orleans because we had a wild one last night. We went our separate ways. Awad was down doing the Bourbon Street thing. We'll check in with him if he emerges. If he comes up for air, we'll get the rundown. I hate doing this. I'll say this to his face. I hate doing this. But we separated the dinner party because I got invited to dinner with the JP and B Mitch team. Brian Mitch is an NFL Hall of Famer. So that's when you get invited, you got two options here. One is, hey, I'm sorry. We keep the gang together. We're a tight-knit group. And sometimes I say that. But this time I said, yeah, I'll be there. Threw my gang under the bus. Went out there, had a lovely dinner with them. All-timer. Best meal I've ever had in New Orleans. Full stop. We're like 30 minutes outside of town. It was house-like. It's kind of like one of those little fan restaurants. Brigston's. He's been cooking there. It's one dude. There are 8 tables in the restaurant. He serves dinner. That's it. It's 5 to 9. Full stop. That's it. That's when he's open. 5 days a week. So that's his job. That's his job. He cooks dinner for people 5 days a week. 8 table restaurant. I think that they probably turned the table once. You probably had 16 groups of diners over the course of the night. He's been cooking there 39 years, Creole food, did the barbecue shrimp. I'm now a barbecue shrimp guy. I'm here to make that very important announcement from New Orleans. I think we all come down to the Super Bowl knowing it could be a life-changing experience. I leave here having received a life-changing experience. You always hear about the gumbo. You hear about the crawfish. We taught Awad how to eat a crawfish yesterday, so we'll recap that in a bit, obviously, as well. Those are all good things. I'm a barbecue shrimp guy, is what I've learned on this trip. They've been fantastic everywhere we've gone. Never better than last night. He's got a bread plate to just soak up the sauce at the end of the meal. That's how you know it's a winner right there. It's Bud Light Big Game Week. Thank you to our friends at Bud Light. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy, and a proud sponsor of Bud Light Big Game Week here at the Big Game in New Orleans, Radio Row, over 150 radio stations here. The celebrity quotient has been off the charts. Andrew Whitworth joins today's program. But first, we have to talk to the biggest of all celebrities, Gary Hess, voice of high school football, here on 910 The Fan. He joins us to talk Mekhi Becton, coaching change out in Powhatan. We'll mention that as well. Lots to get to this morning. Off and running. It's the Thursday edition of MP on the Mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
And Mr. Clean, this is a treat right here. So we're the commander station.
Yeah. Oh. Greatest season of our lives.
Let's go, baby.
I'd love for you to break this.
I don't know what it would take to get Myles Garrett. I'm sorry.
All right. I'd love for you to break this down for you. Okay. Tyler Biadasz comes in as the center.
Yep.
And he's clearly making a difference. Like, I'm picking up on that. James obviously knows what he's doing. He's smart. But Biadasz leaves. Those are their 3 worst games of the season. How important is that continuity, that communication, that they can create such a space for him to excel as a rookie?
Yeah, and I think also just young quarterback especially. I mean, when you have a veteran center who's played a little bit, who can take some of that, you know, just pressure off of you, and not necessarily that you don't know what's going on, but they're clear and demonstrative of, like, all the plans and who we're going to and who we have on this play. And, you know, this is what this defensive look for. Say, hey, watch out for this blitz or watch out for this pressure here. You know, hey, don't forget our alert. Those kind of, like, those little things just help him because there's so many things going on as a quarterback in his mind with everything. And throughout a game, just having that opportunity to have guys like that, especially your center, who always kind of has a grasp of everything you do. You sit in those third down meetings, you know, you're always kind of relating to one another about, hey, here's our plan. You know, sometimes the quarterback's in control of that, but the center knows it too, and he can help him, and then the flip side both ways. And so I think any time for a veteran offensive lineman to be there that you have some familiarity with as a young quarterback, it just makes you feel a little bit at ease to have your guy in there take some of that pressure away.
What's next for Jade? How does next year become different for him? Because he's a bona fide celebrity here. He's doing all the shows. He's got a ton of attention this offseason. Teams are gunning for him now. How's next season different for him?
Well, I think any young player in the NFL, you look at even C.J. Stroud this past year, right, having an amazing first year. And then, you know, not that he was bad, but he just didn't play to that standard this year. And I think a lot of that has to do with, one, you know what, it's a game of football. Sometimes you're just on and you're playing a groove and everything's working out and going your way. And, you know, you even just in my mind, I think of some of those deep shots that he, you know, even against Cincinnati, some of that, like, what if that ball's just a little off? Now all of a sudden you start to change the narrative a little bit of some of those into game scenarios. And all of a sudden people go, oh, man, you're not good. And the reality is, like, no, you are good. You made the right decision. You put the ball out. You made an insane throw. You're going to have games and weeks in the NFL if you're going to play this game long enough where you're not going to be able to find it. But it's what you do to respond to that. Do you stay yourself? So my thing is what Jaden needs to do is stay him. Like, just same process, the same mentality. Come back and do it again. But what do the Commanders need to do? The Commanders need to continue to build around him to where he can do just that. Don't make him feel like next year he has to come out and be Superman again. What can we do to continue, take some of that pressure off of him, put more guys in that roster? Like, hey, how can we go improve this offseason a little bit more to take those things out of his hands to where he can continue to just play football at a really high clip and execute, execute, execute?
And his work ethic this year was so impressive. From what you saw maybe over the second half of the season with Washington's rushing attack, it was a lot of Jaden Daniels. B. Robin Eckler couldn't get going as much as earlier in the season. Was that an offensive line issue, or maybe Brian Robinson not good enough? Because the topic we've been talking about is, should they upgrade at running back?
Well, I think really, you know, at that position, you know, to me, when you're talking about what this offense is and what they're really trying to do, how much they would love to spread teams out and run no huddle and all those things, I think they just need to be a little – I think everyone, obviously, if you're a Commanders fan, you're like, man, this is an insane season. And I think in your mind, there's tons of cap space. There's all these things. Like, you want this crazy thing to happen this offseason. And I think the reality is maybe there's some version of patience with all those things. Like, unless it's real upgrade. Like, in my opinion, there's guys that sometimes in certain systems, especially running backs, depending on who their offensive line is and what the style of run concepts, they can come off a lot better than who they really are. So unless they're running your stuff, you don't know how good they really are. So do I think that the Commanders need to get aggressive and go, yes, we have a young quarterback, it's our win, it's our window to win? Yes. But I don't think that means let's spend all the money, let's be crazy aggressive. I think that means let's continue to do exactly what we did last offseason, but even in a better way, maybe with more upgrades, because now we've gotten a chance to see this quarterback. We believe in him. We know who he is. So maybe that's, instead of waiting for that kind of back tier free agents, maybe there's some really marquee ones that we go, hey, we want to go get this guy to really take that next step. And I think that's what it is. It's building faster, but not irrational, not saying, all right, ma'am, just forget what it looks like 4 years from now. Let's just go do whatever we have to win right this second.
Dan Quinn had such an impressive first season here in Washington. I wonder your thoughts on a few things he did, like week-by-week captains. I thought that was great because it's like every week guys can prove why they deserve to have the C on their chest. He had these mottos like anybody, anywhere, anytime. Some people thought it was cheesy. I think it worked. In the playoffs, it was, what, brotherhood, BU, and belief. Like, he just came up with, I don't know, cheesy, like, high school things that actually worked in the league, and there was this energy that he brought.
Yeah, because I think sometimes, you know, we can say cheesy from a big perspective, but I think in that moment, it's like, hey, how do we simplify the message this week and say, these are the things that are going to matter in these moments, and it's not really some rah-rah thing. It's, hey, when you're in these moments in the game, I want you to have a couple thoughts in your mind. Just remember to believe in yourself. Remember to be yourself. Like, all those type things, right? To where it's like, hey, I want you to get clogged down. This is just the game of football. It's going to be about aggression. It's going to be about execution. Here's a couple things, though. Just don't doubt yourself, because in those big moments, anybody that's ever played golf, anybody that's ever done anything like that, you're over a putt that you're like, man, it's 3.5 feet. I could make this, but it's downhill and it bends just a little bit right. You start to kind of, oh, maybe I can't. And really, it's that doubt that makes you have the impossibility to make it, because you just don't believe in yourself. But you go play with a great player, and he just rams it in there because he has ultimate confidence of making a putt. That's the difference in those big, big moments in the playoffs and everything else, is it is just about how much can you just believe yourself and go pull the trigger and play. And I think that's what Dan Quinn's so good at. It's just, hey, man, let's simplify the thought process. It's about our passion, the purpose we came here with, how do we go execute and play as a brotherhood, and let's go win. That's why I was always been a massive fan of his. You know, I never got a chance to play with him, but when he was in Atlanta, we beat him the year they were struggling the second half of the season, and I actually sent him a message through Laura Oakman. I said, hey, I was doing an interview with her, and I said, hey, can you do me a favor? Send Dan Quinn a message and say, I couldn't be more impressed for a group that's had a rough year and is ending it bad. I don't care what the record looks like. Your guys play their asses off for their head coach. And to me, that is the greatest reflection of leadership, is not whether they're winning and losing, but how they play for their coach. And I think you see that Dan Quinn has that effect. And to me, that is someone I would always want in charge of the men that I'm going to put out on a football field, is somebody that has that kind of impact on the way they play.
Andrew Whitworth joining us here on Radio Row. You talk about the impact of leadership. Bobby Wagner obviously is big on that. You work with Richard Sherman. You know, those guys who can do that. What? How do you earn that credibility? How do you become one of those guys?
Oh, man. I mean, I think it's like, you know, you look at it really, you know, with what Dan Quinn did in having the captains every week. I think it's smart, too, when you start to take over a team and you have this young quarterback and all these things. You don't want to, like, jump in and label who's in charge of this team yet, because the way you become a Richard Sherman, a Bobby Wagner, those kind of elite guys, is that consistency over time of being the kind of person they can count on in those critical moments. And what I mean by critical moments, they ain't on the football field. Yeah, some of them are, but most of them are off of it. Who you are in their locker room, who you are every single day, that they can count on that. Man, this is the kind of guy, not only does he play great, but he'll go over to this other cube over here, this guy's locker, and say, hey, man, you look down today. What's up? What's going on? Or, hey, man, you're struggling. Like, let's spend some time together. Let me show you something. You know, it's a guy that we just saw this past week in the Los Angeles Rams Cooper Cup. The impact he's had on that organization goes far beyond the game of football. And it's that kind of guy. You want to wait and see when you see guys become that. Like, that's who I want to put C on their chest. That's who I want to be in my locker room all the time.
Andrew Whitworth with us here, Radio Row. Andrew, I got to tell you, man, you're so impressive. I mean, I've been watching you on TV. I wonder, were you this kind of guy with the way you can speak about the game, you know, in the locker room, pregame speeches and things like that?
You know, I definitely got a chance to do that a lot, more so in Cincinnati, probably in L.A. I was a little more chill with that kind of stuff. I was a little more, I always said, like, top of the tower type view. I always had more of a view of, like, where we're going as a culture and atmosphere, and trying to raise up those next guys to be that, you know, the rah-rah and kind of some of the guys that are doing that stuff. But always wanting to be in a position of leadership and really helping guys find what their next version is. Because every great football team I've ever been on wasn't about me being the captain. It was about every single position group we had. Did we have a guy in there that was made like a captain-type mentality? He was a leader. Every one of those position groups had a guy like that like, you didn't have to worry about that room because of this guy. And those are the great football teams, when you can have a guy like that in every single room. And it's not about one captain or two captains, it's about having that influx all throughout your team. And so to me, it was about, how can I help create that kind of atmosphere in every room and support guys who maybe want to be that for their room and help them figure out how to be it.
We appreciate you taking a few minutes with us. You tell us about what's bringing you out here today?
Yeah, I partnered up with Mr. Clean, this week, and obviously with four kids and three dogs, I know a little bit about cleaning up messes, and Mr. Clean's the best. And so we got the Magic Erasers, which you can use for about anything. At our house, it's for table messes, and then also the boys got to keep those kicks clean. They are fantastic for keeping the shoes nice and white, getting some of those spots off. So, you know what? It was a perfect partnership, not just because he's big, bald, and beautiful like me, also because we can clean up some messes.
Last question here. From what you've seen playing the game, being in a city when it's successful, what does it do? I mean, because this year with Washington, it just feels like the energy is unreal.
It's unbelievable. I can think even being in Cincinnati in the years we were on fire, like what that did to the whole city. I go back to, honestly, and I always tell this story, when I was at LSU, they hadn't won a championship in 50 years. Nick Saban comes in. I was Nick Saban's first recruiting class there. His time at LSU was my time there. We won a national championship right here in this Superdome. I'll never forget, they did a study from that year in Baton Rouge on the amount of babies born, businesses created, and how they did. And, like, it was insane how many businesses that were affected, the money that affected the economy of that city, and then also the burst in that city during that year after we won a national championship. It is incredible what winning does. And I've always said that when I go to an organization. I've been in Cincinnati when they hadn't won in 20 years, and all of a sudden we went to the playoffs six or seven times while I was there. Went to L.A., they hadn't won in 15 years, and we started going to playoffs and Super Bowls. If you just commit to the process, I've never been anywhere. When you win, everything around you gets better. Life will get better for everyone, and if we just continue to be about us. And so that to me is the key, is can you keep it that way, where it's that culture, it's about our process, and how do we chase our being our best all the time.
Andrew Whitworth joining us today. Thank you so much. Bud Light Big Game Week rolls on right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM at Radio Row here at the Super Bowl in New Orleans. It's Super Bowl 59, the Chiefs and the Eagles. You'll hear it Sunday night right here on The Fan. Apparently they're going to televise it as well, which I think is a nice touch, a nod to this visual age we live in. It's Bud Light Big Game Week. Welcome aboard. Pleased to welcome in our regular Thursday fun participant, Gary Hess, sports director at 910 The Fan. Gary, good morning. How's it going?
Yeah, televising the Super Bowl. It's a nice upgrade.
I hope they do that high definition, because that looks sharp when they do that. I like that.
You remember back in the day when they would announce it'd be like in high definition? Now in high definition.
This is true, because I was talking. We got the Fox Sports people on later. They had this thing in 15 years ago. They actually produced two Super Bowl feeds with two separate announcers. The regular feed and the high-def feed with the high-def announcers, the logic being it would be two different visual experiences, so they needed two different announcers for it.
I remember when they did that, which harkens back to the first Super Bowl before you were born, and I was way too young to remember it.
Televised by multiple networks.
Exactly.
Yes. With the marching band halftime show.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
What if they just did that Sunday? Not this year because they've announced Kendrick, but next year they're like, all right, halftime show. It's the Louisiana State Marching Band.
Or
welcome out here.
Have the HBCUs every year when Grambling plays Southern, and that gets a network TV broadcast, they do the Battle of the Bands at halftime.
That's so good.
It is so good. Having an HBCU Battle of the Bands as the halftime show at Super Bowl, I would sign up for that.
The thing is, that would be an actual legitimate great show, though. That would be actually a full-on, like, enjoyable, I would watch it. So we're out of bit territory, and we've now just innovated the Super Bowl halftime show.
I know.
Which I'm for.
There have been a few Super Bowls in the last decade and a half that I have actually watched and been, okay with. Some of them are lost on me.
It takes a while. They certainly allot them a sufficient amount of time. I'll say that there are years where I say, all right, well, maybe we could move this along. There's football to be played tonight. I'd like to watch it.
And, for those that don't know, an NFL halftime during the regular season and during the playoffs, too, is 12 minutes.
That's correct. College is about 20 normally. What's a high school these days?
About 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they run
NFL is a short halftime.
Yeah, they run a 15-minute clock in high school, and then when that runs out, they run the 3-minute warm-up clock. But by the time that clock starts and you get to the kickoff, it's about 18 to 20. So
no, that checks out.
Unless it's homecoming.
Oh, I was at a Virginia. I want to get this right. It's a Virginia State game once. Yeah, they've got a great band show, obviously, and the time ran out for the halftime, and the band was still out there performing. And the referee, like, literally came out and is blowing his whistle and waving, like, you have to get off the field now. And the band just ignores him and keeps playing. The referee flagged the band, assessed a 15-yard penalty to Virginia State on the kickoff for the band show running too long.
And, you know, my guess is Virginia State was probably okay with that because the band's a big part of it. The fans were. The coach probably was.
Oh, yeah. No. The fans got their money. Some of the fans leave after that show because that's the good stuff.
Exactly.
Speaking of places with things going on here, George Bland on his way to Powhatan. How about that?
Yeah, that is one of the least surprising things I've heard in a long time. And
That'd be good for them.
I've known Coach Bland a long time, and he left Douglas Freeman, for those that don't know him, became the athletic director at Deep Run. And when I encountered him mid-season, I was just talking. I was like, so do you miss it? And he goes, I miss it terribly. But he's the first coach I've ever talked to. When you hear coaches that leave coaching and go do something else, they talk about missing it. They miss Friday Night Lights. He goes, I miss the practice field. And I was like, I told Coach Chris, I was like, this guy's getting back in the game. I can promise. If he's missing practice, he's going to get back in it. And, you know, and then, of course, you know, everything they put on the ADs, everybody, I have a lot of friends who are ADs in high schools. They do incredible work, and they have an incredible workload. So it did not surprise me at all, especially with such a great job that Powhatan is, that George Bland was going to be that guy. So that is – and that's a great choice for Powhatan. I think it's a great choice for Coach Bland, too.
I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him getting back in the game because that's – if you nailed it. If you're missing practice, it's time to get back. That's your cue. Yeah. If you're missing the games – it's time for some soul searching, some checking in with the family. If you're missing practice, get yourself back out there. You're ready to be a coach again.
Yep, 100%.
Good luck to him. Mekhi Becton, Highland Springs, representing in the Super Bowl for the Philadelphia Eagles. He went to the black hole known as the New York Jets. It's been very nice to see his career turn around here. He was never bad, but it's been nice to see people kind of recognizing his talent here this year.
It has. The move to guard has agreed with him, playing on the right side. I think we talked about this. Was it the Rams game where he just was front and center with one of Barkley's long touchdown runs, just absolutely demolishing a guy? And so, yeah, he's really taken to it. My guess is some of the long timers, the Lane Johnsons and company on that Philly O line, where they have a history of excellence, kind of took him under his wing, and that's probably helped him a lot. And in the the divisional playoff round when NBC had the broadcast and he did the shout
out against the Rams in the snow,
right? And did the shout out to Highland Springs High School in the
the
introduction. So that was pretty cool.
And he's a guy who comes back too. He's been doing good things in the community. So
100%.
We root for guys like that. We need that as Richmonders. We need people who make it on the big stage and say, we're gonna keep repping for Richmond.
Indeed. So I hope he does well this week. And you know, usually it takes a really like significant pancake block or something where you just destroy a guy like he did in that Rams game for an offensive lineman to get positive pub during a Super Bowl broadcast. Otherwise, you're just getting called out for a holding penalty, and you know
that's holding. That's Mekhi Becton.
Oh, that was Mekhi Becton. Yeah, that's going to nullify that 27-yard run by Saquon Barkley. Yeah. So anyway, hopefully he has a good game, and hopefully it's a good game for all of us who plan on watching it.
No question. I'm checking in with Tom Brady later today. His first Super Bowl as an announcer. I'll put in a good word. Hey, make sure you look at that guard play for the Eagles. Make sure you're circling that on the telestrator.
Exactly. The right side, the right guard. We need just a little bit of love for Mr. Becton.
Bud Light, big game week rolls on. Gary Hess joining us, sports director, 910 The Fan. As we as we turn the corner here to the off season, I don't think anybody's been as excited about the Commanders in a very long time. Here, you know, down here at Radio Row, people, you got guys, oh, you know, you got to go trade for Cooper Kupp. You got to go get Myles Garrett. You know, everyone wants to get us. That's always the Washington motto. But now it seems like these guys may actually come play in Washington.
That would be very interesting. I think, is it time for the cautionary tale yet?
No. It's time for blind optimism,
okay,
and ridiculous expectations.
Okay.
Just so you know.
We'll save the cautionary tale for later then.
We got years of cautionary tales. We've lived the cautionary tales.
I'm just,
sure.
No, what I'm saying is just because you got there this year, it's, you know, every year is a different living, breathing thing unto itself. Who am I telling? You know all this.
It's sometimes you're building a sustained winner. And sometimes it's Halley's Comet, and it comes by every few years. I think with Jaden Daniels, they have a chance to build a sustained winner, but you never know until that team gets punched in the mouth next year.
Right.
Won't know at training camp, won't know when they win, but at some point in the season, they're going to lose two in a row. They're going to get punched in the mouth. That's the first time we'll truly know, Gary.
I always think of the Dan Marino example. That's the one I always go to.
Yeah.
Because it was his second year through 50 touchdown passes or whatever. They went to the Super
Bowl.
He'll
be here every year.
And, they're going to be great for years to come. Never, ever got back. Had one of the great careers for a quarterback in NFL history. Never got back to the Super Bowl.
Little news before we duck out here. Ryan Day has a new contract extension at Ohio State. 7 years, $12.5 million a year, Gary. That's good work if you can get it.
Yes, it is, and he deserves it. He won the Natty. Now he's just got to figure out a way to beat that team up north.
only national champion coach in America whose fan base is neutral on him. I feel quite confident about that. That's the cautionary tale there. You can have all the success in the world. You better take care of business against your rivals then.
Yes, 100%. I mean, that's – you can't – you know, winning the national championship will soothe some things, but he's got to eventually figure out a way to beat Michigan. Because they pretty much had Michigan's number until Jim Harbaugh flipped the script on Ryan Day, and then those 2 years in a row, Michigan was elite, and you could understand that a little bit. This past year is really befuddling. But I think the response to that loss was part of what fueled their run to the national championship. But he's still got to figure out a way to beat Michigan.
Those are the rules. We don't make them. We just play.
Those are the rules. But however it works out, he's going to have some money in the bank.
He'll do all right. Yeah. Spend it wisely. Save a little something for a rainy day.
100%.
Gary Hess, sports director, 910 The Fan. Thank you for dropping by, Gary.
Yep. Have a safe trip home.
Absolutely. We're back late tomorrow night. This show's back in about 3 minutes. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Thursday morning in the Big Easy. Bud Light Big Game Week rolls on from New Orleans. Action is picking up. We were out last night. We went out early in the week of the Super Bowl. It's always a letdown because you go out like there's no – people aren't here. There's no juice. You went out last night. The juice is here. The juice has arrived. Should be a great weekend ahead. I dropped my money at the fan store yesterday. Macy's not. She dropped her money at the fan store yesterday. Macy's running off in a minute to go talk to Kendrick Lamar. That's not an exclusive interview. That's you and 500 other people. But, you know, I think it'll be – you're exclusive. Yes, you're exclusive to us. You can't go on any other competing programs unless they offer, in which case you definitely should. Kendrick Lamar halftime. And was it John Batiste? National anthem? That'd be good. I'll watch. I've thought about it carefully, and I've decided to watch the Super Bowl. That's a decision I've – I think that'll be big for them, for the league's popularity. I think it'll enhance Monday morning's radio program, my ability to discuss the Super Bowl. I think it'll be a positive for everybody involved, so we're looking forward to that. So Megan's going to reach out to Parney here. We'll bring Parney on at some point in the next – you got him. We got him. What am I doing yapping then? We got Parney on the line because I got to tell Parney about my night last night. Parney of the Parney Time podcast, which you hear, of course, right here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, but also on wherever you get your podcast because that's how podcasts work. Parney, what's up, dude?
Were you at Patty O'Brien's last night?
I was not. We went to some restaurant 30 minutes outside of town that was spectacular. That's the warm-up to the story. I've been to Patty O'Brien's earlier this week, which, great courtyard. That's my spot. That is my vibe right there. So we wrap up dinner, and JP says, Brian Mitchell, our friend B-Mitch, is hosting...
B-Mitch!
Yeah,
B-Mitch.
Is hosting a party. You know, one of these pre-Super Bowl parties. It's going to be, you know, it's at a nightclub. They got the thumping music. That's not my scene, but B-Mitch is my scene. So I go for him to support my guy because I think he needs that bump. You know, it's a home state Super Bowl for him. We got to make sure he feels loved. So we go down there. There's three hosts at this party. Brian Mitchell, Terrell Owens, T.O., who is there just hanging out with the Shades. So that's a great moment. And Jerome Bettis, the bus.
Come on.
Oh, this is great. I'm all in. So we get there probably about 10:30, which is, you know how these things go, Parney. We're just starting the night at the party at 10:30. T.O.'s there. B. Mitch is there. I say to B, have you seen Bus? He goes, no, he's not here yet. Yeah, it's fine. I'll wait out the bus. We're having a good time. You know, having a couple of Bud Lights, as we do, hanging out with you know, great company. But the night's getting a little older now, Parn. And at midnight, your boy turns into a pumpkin, and I'm like, all right, yeah, I want to hang with Bus, but I also know when he gets here, everybody in the place wants to hang with Bus. I'm like, all right, half an hour. I'm giving it half an hour. I gave it the half hour. He still wasn't there. He did show eventually, but I bounced. He is on Radio Row somewhere this morning. So we will effort to find the bus and bring him to 910 The Fan. But it did not happen last night.
When we're done, I will text him and Jay Doakes, because you know Jay Doakes is my guy. You know Jay Doakes, his business manager.
Of course.
They're together, so I will text them. It absolutely 1,000,000% does not surprise me that they got there after midnight. Like none of anything that you mentioned to me now surprises me, but I want both of those guys. Because Jamal Jay Doakes is very important to the Parney Time podcast, and he's kind of my pseudo business manager, although he makes zero money off of that so far. I'm gonna hopefully get them to come by and say hi to you. I'm sure it's going to be a great week down there for you. And has Awad done anything that makes you want to give him a wedgie yet?
Well, he went viral yesterday. Jayden Daniels walks in, and you know we're in radio, Parney. We're not the most athletic people. If we could play the game, we would have played the game. The 40 time that Awad put from this table to Jayden Daniels walking in the door, I think he could have played high D1 with a 40 time like that, Parney. It was zoom, and he's on him. You know, he's on him like white on rice there, and he gets out his phone. You know, they're trying to hustle him to his interview, and he yells out, great season, Jayden. And Jayden kind of gives him like a side eye and then keeps walking. But Awan's filming the whole thing, and he put it online, and he's gone viral.
Well, viral and Awan go hand in hand. So I have a lot of things I could say, but we'll just skip on to the next subject. I'm sure you guys have
next topic.
I'm glad Bennett sends y'all down. I think that's really cool. I think it's really appropriate. And kudos for Bennett and Odyssey for having you guys down there for the big game week.
We will co-sign that. Thank you to everybody who made that happen. Kent's our guy in the office who works the Bud Light account. So shout out to BZ, Kent, everybody on down the line. And shout out to Parney, of course, for making the connections. We've had great shows. Awan's had great shows with celebrities. I have as well. Andrew Whitworth is on here in a bit, so we're punching above our weight right now, Parney. Don't ever say Richmond's not a big city, because we're making it happen here.
Well, listen, I always say, no matter where I'm at in the country, The only people that aren't impressed with Richmond are sometimes the people that grew up in Richmond, right? Like, everybody around the country that I meet, I'm from Richmond, Virginia. Oh, man, I've heard great things about that. And, you know, obviously I'm on the, as you know, the Richmond Region Tourism Board of Directors and the Chamber RVA Board of Directors. And so I'm very proud of the business community and the overall tourist community in Richmond. So I'm sure that you get good feedback down there. But what I want to know is, I just heard you say as I came on the show, you're going to watch the Super Bowl. But are you going to join me in playing the Taylor Swift drinking game on Sunday? every time you see T Swift, you got to take a drink.
Just a drink or have a drink? Because I can take a drink. I'm not sure. I'm prepared to commit to the entire beer on every one of those. I got to do a show Monday morning.
It depends. Yeah, it depends on your mood. It depends on how committed you are. I mean, I'm going to have Tanya with me, so I got a bulletproof vest. She's my protector, so I can go all the way if I want to.
It's going to be fun. Since you're bragging on Richmond and you do awesome things with the tourism committee, I haven't mentioned this because it just got announced this morning, Parney. So I'm going to brag on myself for a second. You can just enjoy the Richmond Forum, which is really cool. You know, they bring famous people to Richmond at the Altria. They're bringing Coach K next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. I'm going to be the guy on stage doing the Q&A with Coach K.
Wow.
They announced today. Yeah, like, how cool is that?
That's really cool. One of my favorite 30 for 30s, I don't even know if it's a 30 for 30, but it's on all the time on ESPN when him and Roy Williams do the event for the North Carolina High School Basketball Coaches Association. And I forget who the MC of that is, but it's just two of the greatest coaches ever sitting there.
Wes Durham. Our guy Wes Durham was doing that, yeah.
That's right, it's Wesley. You're right, it's Wes Durham. That's right. I just saw Wes in an airport not too long ago. But it's a really good show, so that's going to be an honor. And I'll take a second. My friend Todd Waldo is involved in the Richmond Forum. I was just bragging to the Richmond Forum because I was talking to one of our former players, Tyler Shipp, who was a pitcher in 2022. He's engaged to Michael Franchisi's daughter. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Okay.
Do you know who that is?
No.
He's the mafia guy who got out of the mafia.
Oh, that's who that is. Yes, of course.
And they have a wine company now. So anyway, I thought Michael would be a good story to bring to the Richmond Forum because I think that's, you know, how many people get out of the mob? Not many, right?
And tell about it? Not a lot.
Yeah.
Not a high percentage there.
Well, that's great. That's great news, MP. That's really awesome. I didn't realize Coach K was coming. I'm a Tar Heel instead of a Blue Devil, but I know my brother-in-law and a bunch of other people would be pumped. And I'm sure it's already sold out, but that's great. I'll make sure that I see the clips of that. And of course, this weekend we have the RVA Sports Awards coming up here in Richmond on Saturday. I'm excited to be with the Flying Squirrels to go with that. And I actually just looked at my schedule. The Nutsies Block Party, believe it or not, baseball starting, pitchers and catchers reporting. I had lunch yesterday over here at Toast with Sean Jelly, who's a relief pitcher for the San Francisco Giants, who was obviously a squirrel and lives here in Richmond in the off season. But Nutsies Block Party, March 1st, 10 to 12. March 1st, 10 to 12, Nutsies Block Party, kind of the unofficial kickoff of squirrel season. But unlike the past, the squirrels are selling individual game tickets before that, so people can get opening night tickets for any game. I just talked to Derek McCabe yesterday, our ticket manager, and he said the last game of the season's really going quickly, so don't sleep on the squirrel season. It's going to be a banger, and wait till you get home and see how the progress they made this week on CarMax Park. It is crazy, bro. Absolutely crazy.
I'm home tomorrow night, so I can make it to the Sports Awards. Jackie Joyner-Kersee headlining the Sports Awards this year. That's some good pull right there.
Yeah, it's going to be great. The squirrels are excited. I think we're up for a moment of the year with the long-awaited groundbreaking of CarMax Park. Talked to Eddie Mack last night. Emma McLaughlin, the AD at VCU, he's going to be over there. One of their baseball players is up for Athlete of the Year, so it should be a star-studded event, and I'm excited about it and appreciative of the Richmond Region Tourism for putting it on.
All right, it's the moment of truth. Parney joins us, of course, to make picks. We have one pick remaining this season.
Do you have my record?
I do. I have great news for you. No matter how you do in this pick, you're going to end up with a great season. You are 45-28 this year with a pair of draws. So certainly a world-class season here on the Parney picks. But everybody remembers your last one. And this is, I think this is the toughest Super Bowl to forecast in a long time. You know, it's the Chiefs -1.5, 2, whatever. I don't think the number's hugely relevant here because this is, I think this is going to be a close game.
Yeah, I go back and forth on this. I actually walk down the hallway because I want my friend Megan Engstead to hear this pick because she's a huge Eagles fan.
Okay.
I've been going back and forth. And by the way, I want everybody in the office to know my record is 45-28-2 for the season. So if you put $100 on Pawn Star, you're going on a cruise. I've been thinking long and hard about this. I cannot make myself pick against Andy Reid. So, Megan, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pick the Kansas City Chiefs -1.5. I saw it -1 somewhere last night, so I'm really interested to see what it does. I'm also looking hard at the total. You know my philosophy on the total, MP. Life's too short to bet the under.
You can't be rooting for an under. I'm just not an under guy.
I never do. But I kind of see this, and all the stats point to an over. But I could see a ball control game. The key to the game, if 26 for the Birds, for the Eagles, doesn't have a run of over like 50 yards, or he's under 100, I can't see any way the Chiefs lose. And the Chiefs have only gave up 100 yards one time this entire season, and that was the first game of the year to some guy named Derrick Henry. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I might change my mind before Sunday, but right now I'm going with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I am the same. I'm going with the Eagles, but I reserve the right to change my mind too. This is a better Eagles team than the one that lost to the Chiefs a couple of years ago. But am I going to put money against Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl? That feels like an insane thing to do. Only an insane person would do that.
Well, I did it in the AFC Championship game, and you know, it cost me. I've been really cold lately, so we'll see what happens. But I decided after the AFC Championship game that I was going to have to really be convinced in a big, huge way that 26 was going to go off. And he might. And if he does, the Eagles will win. But I'm going to go down with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and if they lose, then I can say, well, at least I rode all the way with them.
I love it. Parney, on Fridays, or on Thursdays, whatever today is, it's Bud Light Big Game Week. Parney time, Saturdays and Sunday mornings, on the Fan. Nutsy's Block Party coming up March 1st. Get excited for that. We'll see you at the Sports Awards tomorrow. Tell your guy Bus we're at table 138 on Radio Row. That's the best table, obviously. That's a prime draw.
138. All right, I'm texting Jade Oaks right now. So 138, look for Jade Oaks and JB on the way, hopefully.
There you go. Parney, everybody, we're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, Bud Light Big Game Week live from the big game in New Orleans. Been a great week so far. Lots of promise here. Macy, grab a headset before you run off here. We need an intern update here on your whereabouts today so you can get situated here. Macy's our intern for the week. First off, you've been making phenomenal content. That's what the kids call it, right? Content?
Yes, sir. Content.
Everything's content. That's what I'm told. The phone eats first, and everything's content. It's been a learning experience for me. When you get your food at the restaurant, you take a picture.
It eats first every time.
The phone eats first.
Absolutely. I had oysters last night that were the biggest oysters I've ever seen in my life.
They're huge down here. They're huge.
I had to show everyone else how amazing and how jealous they should be over those oysters because I've never had oysters that big.
Now, I prefer them fried and not like raw and slimy, but they're good. They're good either way. Which way did you get them?
I like them raw.
You like them raw? The slimy's not the word you use if you enjoy them.
I like them all, though. They have the charbroiled is what New Orleans is known for, and I'm really looking forward to trying those.
I saw somebody cooking those in a window last night. We caught the smell as we walked by.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to pace myself because I'm going out to an actual dinner, but otherwise I would walk in and eat five of these right now.
Absolutely.
So we posted great videos to the Fan social media, 910 The Fan on social media. We went over to FanFest yesterday, tried our hand at the quarterback accuracy game. We tried.
We both, I think, you know, I don't know if we would be contenders to be quarterbacks for sure, but
I think there are some Redskins teams we could have been contenders to be quarterback
for sure.
Some late 2000s, you know, Washington teams, some Jim Zorn teams. I think that was our calling, and we just missed our window of time.
I mean, we were both pretty close. I mean, we were definitely not on the top, but we were like in the vicinity. It was not too bad.
We were in the building. We hit the broad side of the barn, so to speak. So we'll watch those videos at 910 The Fan because Macy's doing awesome work. But you're fired up for today because today is the musicians press conference.
Oh my goodness, yes. I am, especially after, I mean, all the Grammy buzz that happened. I mean, Kendrick has been an artist that has had so much credibility for so long, and this was, I think, no shock that he was doing halftime, but especially just, you know, coming up after winning so many Grammys, I think, makes this even more exciting.
Oh, no doubt. Because they always, you know, they always put on a good show at the Super Bowl halftime, and coming off a win for best song of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good place to be. Do you think Drake will watch?
I think he will be drunk and watch. I don't think he would be watching it just for no reason.
I think he's done trying to holler back.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
It's funny because I'm a fan of both, but I mean, when it comes down to who, if you're
when it comes down to
both,
who won the beef
side by side, there's I think no argument there. It's like Rookie of the Year tonight. I think there's just no debate.
Yes, Trombone Shorty will perform "America the Beautiful." You're going to get to see him. Does this ring a bell for you? That's okay if it doesn't.
It does not. Is that a female or a male?
He's a dude.
Okay.
He is the most famous jazz musician in New Orleans right now.
Really?
So that's not mainstream.
Right.
But like,
but still a big deal.
When they do Jazz Fest down here, which is like the big event, he gets to close it. He gets the last set of Jazz Fest.
Well, I'm very excited to be in his presence.
So then you'll enjoy him. He's going to do America the Beautiful.
Oh, that's going to be gorgeous.
Yes. So I don't know if he's going to play anything for you today.
Right.
He's phenomenal, though. And I don't know. Ladisi? Do we know Ladisi? I don't know Ladisi.
I do not know
right.
Ladisi.
Ladisi's going to be there. She's going to perform Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Huh.
Her R&B has earned international acclaim, according to this press release. It's right in front of me.
Well,
so
awesome.
We wish her the best with her international acclaim.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's always great to hear someone new.
All right. So, Macy, be back on tomorrow. Give us the recap from the event.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you for giving us the update there. Macy, the intern, who's going to run off to see Kendrick Lamar later today. Lots of celebrities today. Thurman Thomas rolled through here a few minutes ago, so that was a ton of fun. Andrew Whitworth joins the program in 38 minutes. AWOD has been sighted coming towards the booth here, loading up for the day. Are you drinking the energy powder? It's gonna be a big day. Andrew Whitworth's coming by in 38 minutes. AWOD's getting ready for that interview. We're on. Yeah, we're on. Macy just gave us the Kendrick Lamar update, so. It's been a rough day for Cultural Pulse for your boy here, because Parney threw one at me. Hang on, I want to make sure I get this. Some mob guy, Michael Francesce, apparently he's a mobster who got out of the mob. Parney dropped the reference. I didn't get it. Macy's over here dropping references I don't get. It's a painfully uncool addition of MP on the mic coming your way here from Bud Light Big Game Week at Radio Row. I think I just put you in. I think you're this one. Yeah. But we got,
what's going on?
It's going to be a great show, though, because we got I'm excited for the next few minutes here, because we got Andrew Whitworth coming on here at 11:30. As previously mentioned, Matthew Paris, who's our guy, we had him on all the time to talk Washington football back in the day. He's now down here covering the Saints, which is he's got a big job this week because their presumed coach, is coaching in this game. We've also got Andrew Snide. He is the marketing director for FanDuel. They've got a big presence here, obviously. He'll be on in 6 minutes with us. But the big news this morning out of college football, Ryan Day getting a new 7-year contract that will pay him $12.5 million a year. Nobody has ever played a natty more successfully than him. You're on the verge of getting fired, and now they got to give you a contract extension just so everybody knows you're not going to get fired anytime soon. Of course, the money's so silly in college football now. If they want to fire him, somebody will cut the check. Somebody cut that check, get him fired. Jaden Daniels chatted with our guy Grant Paulson last night.
Yeah.
So that'll be on the Grant and Danny radio program, 3 to 6 today, AWOD Radio, of course, noon to 3. As soon as we get off the air here, I'm going to roll down to the Eagles team hotel chat with Mekhi Becton. We'll bring you that chat tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. And then tomorrow we've also got VCU basketball, VCU against Dayton. We got a few seconds left here in the segment. I do want to know how late you made it last night.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to wait and find out if I even can do my show today.
Yeah,
it was okay. A rough one.
I was just telling Parney, we went over to the party that B. Mitch was hosting.
Yeah.
The bus was supposed to be there. And so I was holding out, waiting for the bus.
Dude, he's here today. Tell Parney to send him over to our table. I saw him on TV.
He just texted the bus that we're at table 138. So Parney has texted the bus to come over here.
Let's hang this banner. We're 138.
Hang the 138 banner proudly. Yes, so Parney has texted the bus to come over. I was waiting him out last night, but couldn't make it. Threw in the towel before he arrived. But T.O. was at the party as well.
Really?
Yeah, Terrell Owens. So that was
how close did you get to T.O.?
I fist bumped him.
Yeah.
I did. Like,
if T.O. said, "Hey, man, I'll give you 45 seconds. What's your question?"
Oh, that's a good one. I just want to hear stories about those Cowboys teams.
Really, for me, I would ask him about the Eagles team.
The Eagles.
With McNabb losing the Super Bowl and him playing on one leg.
Yeah, but like, so I'm the guest of an esteemed, should be Hall of Fame, famous Washington football player.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not, I feel like I can't do the selfie thing because I'm already
no.
As the other radio host put it, we were marshmallows and hot chocolate. Was the situation there at the party last night. We had a fun time, though. We're having a great time. It's Bud Light Big Game Week. We got to take a break. We're back for hour number two after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Bud Light Big Game Week rolls on from New Orleans. Been fired up to bring you 5 days of celebrity interviews, football talk, tons of fun. We're getting out on the town. We're making our time count here in New Orleans. Thank you to the good people of Bud Light for making that happen. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Bud Light counting down to the big game. Sunday night, 6:30. You'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan. Or if you're more of a visual learner, apparently they're going to televise it as well. Hope everybody's staying safe back home. I just got word that there was a big lightning storm this morning. CBS 6 got knocked out for a little while by the lightning storm this morning. Went off air for a little while. That's kind of crazy. We got knocked off air earlier this week as well. The power went out here on Radio Row on Monday. So everybody's doing their best to stay afloat as we count you down. We got Andrew Whitworth coming up here in about 5 minutes on this radio program. AWOD will join me for that interview, as I know we are excited to hear his thoughts on a fantastic rookie season for Jaden Daniels. Seems to really be a lot of the buzz around this place is Commander-centric, and that's only going to continue tonight as Jaden Daniels is the presumed winner of the Rookie of the Year award. I would be very surprised if he's not the winner. He's going to take home that trophy. I will not be surprised, however the MVP voting breaks down. I think there's a tremendous case to be made for all three players, Lamar, Allen, and Saquon. I would vote for Saquon. I think Allen's going to win it. I think Lamar had a great season, too. Remember, they vote on the MVP award before the playoffs. So the playoffs do not count in the MVP voting, which obviously every year you say that would change things. Earlier this morning, Jaden Daniels was officially named the NFL's Rookie of the Year. That's the fan vote that they do every week. He won 11 of those, of course, which is the most any player has ever won, beating Ben Roethlisberger's record that he set a while back when he was a rookie, having his great rookie year. Just hearing all the superlatives about Jaden Daniels, about this rookie season, about what he's been able to accomplish, hearing Pro Football Focus say second best rookie season they've ever graded in their 20 years of grading these things, second only to Richmond's Russell Wilson, was the number one story. But Jaden Daniels is the NFL's Rookie of the Year. He'll get named the AP Rookie of the Year tonight. He'll collect all the awards. He'll collect all the trophies. It feels like the future is very bright for him. What I love is he's kind of been dialed in this week. He has not been particularly interested in any of these awards he's winning. Obviously, you got to be here. You got to do it. You got to make the rounds. But certainly, he's not leaning into this. He's not drinking his own Kool-Aid. And he's kind of still mad he lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, is one of my takeaways from these Jaden Daniels interviews. He's still unhappy he's not playing this week. He's unhappy he's not the focus of the game this week and getting a chance to knock off the Kansas City Chiefs on their quest for a three-peat. And I think that's I think that's really good. I think there's a point where that becomes maybe unhealthy, but we're not at that point. And I think that he's going to channel this into a good offseason. Hopefully they're going to bolster his offensive line. Hopefully they're going to get him a little more help at some key positions. You keep hearing when I'm at these parties, at these places, you're talking to people, the people who were at the Senior Bowl, who are kicking the tires on this draft class, you're hearing a lot of buzz about the tight ends. You're hearing a lot of, hey, this is a really good tight end class. And I think that's an important I think that's an important position to secure in the modern game of football for the future. I know they really like Ben Sinnott. I like Ben Sinnott and how he's developing, but I don't know if that's a thing you want to commit to long term, right? If that's if you're fine with Ben Sinnott, I think you need to bring in another tight end, another long term guy. A lot of holes. Maybe an NFC title game with more holes than just about anybody else we've ever experienced. And so that's something that I think is going to be on Adam Peters' mind. You've got a limited capacity in the draft. You've got a limited capacity to make high picks and get impact players. You got to find a way through free agency, through trades, whatever it might be, to load up this roster. Get Jayden Daniels the supporting cast he deserves. Get him in line to be one of these game weeks here, one of these guys we're running off to talk to. And how cool would that be? Just super cool to watch him do that. The big story league-wide that the commissioner keeps addressing in his interviews this week is when they're going to go to 18 games. You heard the Players Association say they're not close on going to 18 games. You've heard Roger Goodell say they're in discussions on going to an 18-game season, cutting out the preseason game. They can't move the start date of the season. That's set because they're never going to start on the Labor Day holiday weekend. You got to start in a way that gives you the juice coming out of the gate. So it's interesting that I'm curious how far back they're willing to push back the end of the season. If they put the 18-game schedule in the earliest year they can, which would be the 26th season, the Super Bowl would be played on February 21st that year out in L.A. You're basically having the Super Bowl and then bouncing back into March Madness or right into March Madness there. That's taking a lot of the sports real estate, and it makes you wonder how comfortable the NFL will be, how comfortable other sports will be doing that. Grant Paulson joining us at the table now. There we go. You guys did the steakhouse bit last night, right? AWOD, were you part of the steakhouse bit? Yeah. Give me the rundown of the steakhouse last night while we hang out waiting for it. We're waiting for Andrew Whitworth.
I don't want to be.
I don't think you're unimportant, Grant. I just need you to know that when Andrew Whitworth sits down, we're ripping the headset off of you.
I'll make that decision when he comes.
GP, I don't want to be negative, but I didn't get that size for the steakhouse last night. What'd you think, man?
Uh oh.
I have spent the two nights before this eating in some really high-end restaurants.
Yes.
A little bit of a snob in this regard. I was not overly impressed last
night. I think
if
he was a food snob.
Now, yeah. I will say, the ribeye, fantastic. Hard to screw it up. They did a great job.
Yeah.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. Mashed potatoes, I'm going to say, were like a 5.5 to 6 out of 10. Here's my issue. Bread presentation.
Oh, yeah.
You bring the bread out to me in the white paper sleeve.
Yep.
No problem. When I go into that sleeve, I need a warm piece of bread to touch my hand. There was nothing warm about it. And it was a little bit stale.
Uh-oh.
Tells me a lot of what I need to know about the establishment. We also didn't get appetizers, which was our fault. I blame us for that.
Yeah, we should have gotten the...
We didn't do dessert.
Something.
That was also our fault.
Grilled shrimp,
so
maybe.
It was a lower ceiling meal than what we'd traditionally been doing anyway. But, look, we had a 9.5 out of 10 the night before. We had a 10 out of 10 two nights ago.
Yeah.
So to have a 6 out of 10 and complain about it, we're living high on the hog here.
It's a good place to be.
Farting through silk.
I have declared to Adam he's welcome to join me. I've just made the blanket declaration. When we're done today, I'm going over to Mr. B's. I'm not leaving town without doing Mr. B's. What do I need to get?
Well, I'm proud of you, first of all. I want to say that.
And decisiveness is an important element of being a radio host here.
Very important, yes.
Yeah.
Mr. B's Bistro is wonderful. Here's a couple things you're going to get.
Okay.
You're going to eat the pork chop.
Right.
That's what you're going to do. You're going to get the gumbo.
Sure.
And it's going to be the type that has the chicken and the
sausage
in it.
Yeah.
Your dessert's going to be ice cream that tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm serious. Ask them for that.
Dude, I'm just taking notes here. Yes.
Yeah.
I will do
those are the things that you're going to order.
I will do whatever you tell me to do.
Yes.
Yes. It's like the road. I'm your puppet here. You tell me what to order.
Exactly.
I'll order the dessert tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. All right. We'll CK's showing me a picture of it right now. Yeah, I'll eat that. Yes.
Yeah. You'll enjoy it, too.
I'm still bouncing back from last night, but I will bounce back in time. That's why we have the day.
It's one of those things, too, in New Orleans. I'm one of these guys. I like celebrity sightings.
Yeah.
So, like, you cannot excite me in a locker room when I see a player. But when I walk into a restaurant and I see Deebo Samuel and Mike Evans and a bunch of stars, that's awesome to me.
Yes.
And that was Mr. B's Bistro. We're sitting there, and there's a different guy at every table. I went to the urinal next to Case Keenum. It was a good time. I thought about saying, hey, Case, like right while we were at the urinals, but I opted against it.
That's a good get for him to get those Progressive commercials. I think that's extended his longevity.
Is he still doing that?
He did one of them once.
Someone needs to explain that to me.
I like the bit. It's a good bit.
Well, what was the bit?
I ran into T.O. last night, Terrell Owens.
Where at?
Beamich's party.
Oh.
Yeah. It was.
Did he have a party or a dinner?
We had a dinner.
Okay.
After the dinner, I'm hosting this party thing. Do y'all want to come by? Yes, is the answer, by the way.
I missed that invite.
must be present to win.
Okay.
I think it was.
I've only known B. Mitch for 25 years.
Yeah, no.
And work with him at the Fan. So no problems, B. Mitch.
I
don't need to be invited to your parties.
I had to throw my guy, AWOD Radio, fully under the bus. Because I like hanging out with my guy. I'm 2 for 2 hanging out with my guy. And I had to say, I've got this invite.
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, Adam couldn't get an invite?
I can't. I don't have that kind of juice. I don't have 25 years at the Fan juice. Like, I get that. Thank you for inviting me. Can I also invite 7 other people along to this thing that I'm definitely punching above my weight?
Well, B-Mitch is in my doghouse right now.
Yeah.
But I did have a fun night. Adam and I waddled around Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
Got into some mischief.
A little people watching.
Some tomfoolery, if you will.
All right.
Thoroughly enjoyed ourselves.
There you go. Grant Paulson, Grant and Danny today, 3 to 6 on the Fan.
Yes, sir.
And on the Odyssey app. Thank you for
By the way, we are loaded for bear today.
Okay.
It's going to be a hell of a show.
Do you want to give me a sneak peek?
I'm going to give you a couple of sneak peeks.
A little taste in a moose booch, if you will.
I tell you what I'll tell you.
Okay.
Kurt Warner's on the show today.
I like him.
You don't need to know anything else.
I know him. I like him.
He was fantastic.
Excellent.
We are locked, loaded. We got a lot of great guests. 3 to 6 o'clock, right here on Odyssey Richmond.
That's what we do. Yeah. That's what we do. Bud Light Big Game Week. Jeeps, thank you for dropping some wisdom on us.
What do you think about AWOD winking at everyone when he says hello to him?
He's not a fan of this week. He's been calling me out on it.
Hang on. You were the arbiter of food taste. When I think of great food taste, I think of you.
Yeah.
Our intern, Macy, called me a sociopath on the air a couple days ago. And AWOD says, yeah, she's right. This right here is hot water with a dab of honey. That's it. Nothing else. What do you think about that?
You're on the radio right now.
That's why I'm drinking this.
That's one of the most normal things you could possibly do.
Wow.
What? Grant.
they contend that I need to...
Have you ever heard of taking care of your throat?
Oh, I drank tea almost every day during my show. He's talking about just hot water. There's not a splash of honey. That's such a lie. It's hot water, nothing else.
Their contention is I need to flavor the water somehow. Like put a tea bag in.
Whatever. I would say that it is more common and normal that you would have tea, but tea can come with caffeine.
Yeah.
I'll say this. The other day, before 106.7 The Fan Live in Leesburg, we had a live show. So I was doing 4.5 hours at a loud bar.
Okay.
And then we were doing a big event in front of 300 people, and my voice was already going.
Right.
I had to pummel tea. So I drank like 4 teas back to back to back to back at this restaurant. My heart starts racing. Caffeine's giving me anxiety. It's too much tea. So you know what I did? I got hot water and honey. Because I'm a crazy person, apparently.
Hey, you're a professional.
Yeah.
You're a professional putting together some professional radio. Gene Steridor joins the program here in about 2 minutes. So Megan will holler at us in the ear when he drops by.
Let's hope he's more punctual than Andrew Whitworth.
You know, we know where we stand.
I have an update. Andrew Whitworth would like to do 10:45.
Then Andrew
Central
Whitworth
time.
Will do 10:45. Who am I to tell Andrew Whitworth what time to do? Andrew Whitworth?
He's literally right there. That's like the most annoying part about this.
Megan, let's duck out. Let's take a 3-minute break, a 2-minute break here. Come back with Gene Steridor momentarily. You're listening to Bud Light Big Game Week on 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.